Until and unless there is repentance of this animus and murderous hatred. Thabiti, is that on everyone's part? Black, white, Chinese, Korean, Hispanic, South American, whatever, Brazilian, Chilean, everybody? The country will remain imprisoned to a seared conscience until this country and the church learns to confess its particular sins particularly. We will not overcome the Adamic hostility that infects the human soul and distorts human potential. All human souls and all human potential, right? Right? Don't get me wrong. I know Dr. King's life was much greater than his death. I understand that his death gives us opportunity to reflect on his legacy. But it also gives opportunity to reflect on that twist in our soul that rose up and killed him. It gives opportunity to repent of the things some have. It gives opportunity to repent of the things some have with too much pride too often refused to admit is there. A little bit tough to get to. My white neighbors and Christian brethren can start. So evidently, the idea here is that nothing has ever been done. There has not been a single church since in 50 years where Christians of whatever color have been reconciled to one another, have treated one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. It's not happened. Evidently, it has not happened anywhere. Because we've just got to start. I reject that. I reject that. It's not true. It's simply not true. It's a false narrative. My white neighbors and Christian brethren can start by at least saying their parents and grandparents and this country are complicit in murdering a man who only preached love and justice. That's obviously the that's obviously the line that has caught most of the attention. My white neighbors and Christian brethren can start by at least saying their parents and grandparents in this country are complicit in murdering a man who only preached love and justice.